The past few days have shown many acts of kindness and compassion. Take, for example, the growing number of people and businesses across the state that are assisting county school systems to ensure that children are being fed. Several Facebook groups have formed to help try to coordinate these efforts. One group, called WV Food ER, began with two people, but in the past several days, the group has evolved into an effort by more than 2,000 people. Elizabeth Brunello is one of the coordinators of the group.
Bus drivers and school service personnel are like all about this. They see their responsibility to just step forward, and it's pretty amazing to see.
Brunello says every county's plan and approach to distributing meals to children during the closure is different. One challenge is getting food to kids in some rural areas because bus routes are more spread out compared with cities like Morgantown and Charleston.
It's like we want to really encourage counties to go that route with the buses, but we also like we understand how difficult it is to figure this out.
Of course, there are other groups that have organized to mobilize volunteers that are communicating outside of this Facebook group. But if you want to help and don't know where to start, the WV Food ER group is a place to reach out if you want to learn how to feed people in your neighborhood and ensure that we all have a more food secure system in place moving forward. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd.